Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 11th, 2023, I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the readmission of Zimbabwe into international football by FIFA, the World Soccer Governing Body, and the unveiling of the so-called Normalization Committee today. The panel is led by former Dynamo's chairman, Lincoln Mutasa, and will take care of Zimbabwean football until June 2024. Other committee members are former Mighty Warriors player and coach Rosemary Mugaza, former Highlanders defenders Kumbuzo Ndebele, and lawyer Nyashata Shinga Samanyandwe. Zimbabwe was suspended by FIFA from international football in February of last year, following accusations of government interference in the sports administration. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe live talk. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokuvunyelwa njalo kweZimbabwe ukuthi idlale inguqu lamanye amazwe kulandela ukumiswa kwayo yiFIFA nyakenye. IFIFA yazise izolo ukuthi leZimbabwe selivunyelwa ukudlala njalo ikhethe ikomiti elawulwa ngowake wadlalela iDynamos uLincoln Mutasa. Ukuthi akhokhele ezenguqu kuze kuyefika ngomnyaka ozayo. Amanye amalunga ekomiti le abalisa owake wadlalela iHighlanders. USikhumbuzo Ndebele owake waqeqesha iqembu lama Mighty Warriors njalo walidlalela uRosemary Mugaza kanye loNyashata Shinga Samanyandwe oligqwetha. Nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa kuvumidzwa zvakare kweZimbabwe kuti itambe navhu nedzimwe nyika mushure mekumiswa kwayo neFIFA gore rapera. FIFA yakanga ichipomera hurumende yeZimbabwe mhosva yekupindira munyaya dzenhabvu. Nasi FIFA yazivisa chikwata chichatungamira zvenhabvu muZimbabwe kusvika gore rinouya. Chikwata ichi chinotungamirwa nevakambova sachigaro veDynamos vaLincoln Mutasa. Vakambotambira uye kuva murayiridzi wemaMighty Warriors Rosemary Mugaza. Sikhumbuzo Ndebele akambotambira Highlanders uye gweta Nyashata Shinga Samanyandwe. Committee Chairman Lincoln Mutasa told a press conference today in Harare he was confident his team will be able to turn around the fortunes of Zimbabwe football.
We did not apply to be members of this committee. We were approached and were interviewed. I didn't know who I was going to be a team member with, but I'm highly inspired by the team that has been put together because it has got wealth of experience both in the men's game and in the women's game, as well as the technocrats that we've been allowed to surround us. I feel confident that we'll be able to work well together as a team and try and meet the clear mandate that FIFA has tasked us with. In conclusion, I would like to just highlight one thing. We are a team, and the secret behind any success is generally teamwork.
Umnumzana Lincoln Mutasa ukhokhela iqula kumbe ikomiti esikhethiwe ukuthi ikhokhele ezenguqu ukuze kuyefika umnyaka ozayo. Enye ilunga lekomiti le uRosemary Mugadza laye uthe ukhangelele ukusebenza gadalala.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi anike sona ukuthi ngibe ngabantu omunye wabantu abokhethiweyo. Kuba kunomandization committee eZimbabwe sisebenza ukuthi ibhora lethu eZimbabwe libuyele lapho kade kukhona njengobani ukwazi ukuthi kade sesidle almost a year and a half kungula enye into kade isenzakala ebhoreni. But siyabonga i-government SRC, i-FIFA, i-CAF, ne-COSAF ukuthi bahlangana babona kulungile ukuthi ibhora leZimbabwe kumele libuyele. And yinto enhle kithi thina abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi sekuyisikhathi ukuthi sisebenze singabantu bani ukuthi ibhola lethu lithuthuke njengoba kade lithuthukile. Sizahamba sihlangana nama-stakeholders wonke ukuthi sibone ukuthi ibhola lethu singalihambisa njani. And njengathi thina ama-former players, mina noSikhumbuzo noLincoln, kuhle ukuthi sikhona ukulungisa ibhola lethu. So wonke umuntu othanda ibhola eZimbabwe singahamba sisithi ama-stakeholders kuyanini silungise ibhola lethu, asibuyenini sililungise ibhola lethu. Asozolilungise yithi thina i-normalization committee, but lifuna umuntu wonke oseZimbabwe.
URosemary Mugadza ulilunga lekomiti esilawula ezenguqu eZimbabwe. COSAFA representative Ralph Nkomo said they pushed hard for Zimbabwe's readmission into world football.
So we took it upon ourselves to push that Zimbabwe comes back into the family fold. I mean, in life, you open the window for fresh air. If mosquitoes come in, it doesn't mean fresh air is bad. That's what happened. There's been things that happened, and we do not want to talk about it. We as COSAFA just want kids that were 16, 2 years ago, have missed 2 years of international football. Some of them could have signed to overseas playing countries. Some of them could be playing professional, but they couldn't because we're suspended. But that's all in the past now. From now onwards, as COSAFA, our dream is for Zimbabwe to take its rightful place. This country is with so much talent, human capital. If we get our act right, our dream is to see Zimbabwe qualifying for the 2026 World Cup.
What a dream. That's what many Zimbabweans are hoping for and dreaming about. And Sportsminister Kirsty Coventry was equally bullish about the future of football in Zimbabwe.
So the works are ongoing. We will continue with that. We've had some initial conversations with our FIFA representatives in terms of the next steps. They would like to see all of those next steps followed up in writing, which as the minister responsible, we will do. And we'll deliver that through to the SRC, who will then pass that on to FIFA in terms of the commitments that's being made with this feasibility study that's been undertaken. That feasibility study has been undertaken with the legitimate company that built the soccer stadiums and renovated the soccer stadiums for the World Cup in 2010. So that's where the expertise is coming in. And in the next 3 weeks, we'll have a more of an update for you in terms of where that feasibility will see us and timelines, which will then be happily shared with SRC and FIFA.
Sports Minister Kirsty Coventry. Also some interesting news for boxing fans. The retired American boxer Floyd Mayweather, who calls himself the Money Man, is arriving in Harare, Zimbabwe tomorrow for a two-day visit before heading to South Africa in what he's calling the Motherland Tour. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, When the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe's readmission into world football by the Soccer Federation, FIFA. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And our guests tonight are sports analyst Mozwelu Hadebe and former women's sports administrator and journalist Miriam Sbanda. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Let me start off with Amai Sbanda. And of course, she's my former print journalism lecturer. Amai Sbanda, first of all, what's your take on the makeup of this committee?
Thank you, Ntungameli. I'm very impressed and confident with the skills that the committee brings to the beautiful game. Vamtasa is a solid and astute administrator. Rosemary and the other gentleman, Devela, I don't know him much, but they are players. They understand the game from a different dimension. And then we have Nyasha. She brings in a legal dimension, which is one of the things that I believe FIFA needs. There is an urgent need to relook the statutes that govern FIFA, the constitution, PSL, FIFA, and the leaders, and even women's football. So I think I'm confident they will deliver in the time that they have been given and help every Zimbabwean who loves football realize their dream.
Thank you there, my Sbanda. And coming to you, Khatebe, that question again, what's your take on the makeup of this panel?
Yeah, it's a very good evening to everyone, and good evening as well to my Sbanda. I think, first of all, whichever way you want to look at it, you have been in isolation. So this gives us an opportunity for us to maybe restart our football, and we need to support the committee that has come through. As she has highlighted, we know the history of Lincoln Itasa, and it's our hope that his expertise is going to be at play in taking the platform of Zimbabwe's football. Women's football plays a key role in terms of the growth of football in Zimbabwe. I think it's been going down. Rose has been in for a long time as far as women's football is concerned, starting when she was under the late Henson Mandela, playing for New Orleans, up to playing for the national team, coaching even the likes of Harare City. So she knows exactly what we can expect, what we need in terms of women's football. And then Skumbuzo Ndebele grew up in Magogo, played for Eagles, played for Highlanders, played for AmaZulu. So he knows the ins and outs of a top player, of a professional player, and what is expected. But he has added another cap in terms of his football knowledge. He is one of the few who has given himself time to study most of these courses that are offered by FIFA up to a master's level. And I believe really this is an opportunity now to transfer all that theory into practical. And I think that maybe FIFA is also happy that one of its students is now having to apply the practical side, especially in Zimbabwe, where such opportunities tend to grow. And as highlighted, national peace in that legal dimension, which is very key, as highlighted as well, in terms of our constitution, the FIFA constitution, which needs a serious revisit. But also, importantly, it is also someone who has a passion for a human resources issue. And the one believes that this is an opportunity for a proper and clear structure to be implemented at FIFA for the good of the game. So I would say it's a balanced committee that needs our support for our football to move forward.
And there's no question, Hadebe, about the rot that pervades Zimbabwean sport, especially football. Liqala nje umsebenzi leliqula likomiti siyazi iZimbabwe isilesikhathi ingadlali. Liqala umsebenzi leliqula kumele liqale ngapi?
Kunzima kakhulu ngoba sifanele ukuthi kulama qualifiers aka 2026 World Cup. Uma singena kudro umbuzo ukuthi sizilungiselele okunganani njengoba besingahlahla. Mhlawumbe abaningi bangathi kuqakathekile ukubana ekuqaliseni behle bekukhangele lokho. Kodwa okunye okuqakatheke kakhulu okumele bekukhangelisise ngokubona kwami, njengoba ngitshilo ukubana udade uNyasha ngaphandle kokuba ligqwetha lolwazi lwe-human resources. Ithuba elihle lokubana kube le-structure-ke esikhanyayo eFIFA esizanceda ukubana kusebenza kube lula. Njalo lithuba labo elihle lokubana lisiphe i-structure esikhanyayo kumdlalo wezenguqu. Sikhangele kumona ibhola labobaba, i-PSL ivele ikhona. Kodwa lithuba elihle lokubana sikhangele ama-leagues angaphansi kusukela ku-Division 1 kusiya phansi khona ngale kuma-grassroots ukuthi indawo zonke sibe nama-league ama-juniors. Kodwa ngaphandle kwakhonokho balomsebenzi omunye omkhulu ukubana bekhangele ngitho nebhola labomama yikho sesiyathokoza ukubana u-Rose bamphosele laphana sikhangelele ukubana abe nokwenza okukhulu ekuthena sisibe umdlalo wabomama. So ngamafitshane oqakathekileyo ngokubona kwami ukubana belungise i-structure se-FIFA, bebuye belungise nje sona i-structure sebhora lethu bebe sebekhangela-ke nayo i-constitution ye-FIFA nezinye zezinto okumele bezikhangele. Kodwa umsebenzi mnyeni ngoba ngama-Warriors alethuba lokungena ama-qualifiers e-2026 World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Siyabonga. Uqhubeke ubambile khonapho Hadebe. My spanda also, please do stay on the line before I come to you. Regani Botora Mtereri. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli Mtereri no Gamzira. Hello, Kola?
Yabo baba, yabo baba.
Yes, khuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma no Nelson wakaKhumalo ngila eGoli ba.
Yebo Khumalo, uluzwile udaba singalo, awuphosela kho ngamafitshane.
Lami lokuqala wena baba ikuthi into abangayenza bayeke ukufaka ezepolitiki ebholeni lezinyawo. Esithina ama-fans lento lena iyasiphoxa, iyasilimaza. into egcina isithiba zibhola libe selengathi alikho right. Ngoba manje bese ufaka ama-sanctions amaningi ngendaba zokuthi ipolitiki iyangena phakathi. But mina ngokwami ngijabulile ngoba iFIFA ikwazile ukuthi isixazululile, ingabe ixazulule le nkinga ebekade ibhekane nani nezifa ngendaba zebhola.
Hayi, siyabonga Mtungwa, sile themba bazoyiphatha kuhle kuyiwa phambili.
Tati, danke baba.
Siyabonga. Ndizokere kwamura maima amaispanda. Anzi nemtereri ndinovimba kuti going forward zifa chikwata chava mtasa ichi chichabata nyaya iyi neudzamu nemazvo pasina zvematongero enyika zviri kupindira. Ndimi makambo mhanya mutambo wenhabvu wemadzimai muZimbabwe kuadministration uko. Chikwata chavamutasa chinofanirwa kutanga papi chaipo, chinofanirwa kukoshesa zvipi?
Pane bazi mutungamiriri kana uchiisa mamiriro angaita bhora riri munyika fananidzi memba iva yanga yaondomoka kuira pasi chaipo. Saka kana zvine zvadaro vanofanirwa kutangira pasi kugadzira bumbiro remutemo richabatsira kuti bhora redu richatambwa sei, richifambidzwa sei, nekuti dambudziko ratikazenge taakuona zvinhu zvachiraira pabumbiro remutemo kana kuti atinoti constitution yezifa yainge ine maburi akawanda aibvumira vanhu kuti vaite njake njake nemutambo webhora. Saka ini maonero angu ndinoona kuti vakatanga ipapo paconstitution yezisa vachizoenda kumaconstitution ewomen nemaregions kusvika pasi, vachinge vapedza tochitarisa kuti nhabvu mutambo ungatambwe sei kubvira pasi yatinoti player development. Asi ngatisangotarisai vatambi chete, kuchada vana, kuchadiwa mareferees, makochi, zvese zvinhu zvanzamira. Saka kutotanga pacha kana taane constitution ndinoona vachaita yatingati pachirungu strategic plan yekutaura kuti kana tochidai tochidai. Asi kuti zvinhu zvedu zvitifambire, ndinofunga vachatanga nekudzokera kumagrassroots, totanga kutsvaga vatambi vachiri vechidiki vachadzidziswa kutamba bhora zvakanaka vachizokurawo vachienda tingada hedu kuenda kuWorld Cup 2026. Asi ndinoona kunge tinenge takutarisira zvakawanda kubva kukomiti, nekuti basa racho riripo rakawanda. Inini semunhu akambopinda mazviri zvebhora ndinoziva kuti pakaoma, nekuti izvozvi zvazvadai varipo vamwe vari kungomirira kuti vabhoronge sadza riri kukora vamutasa nekomiti yavo kuti risaibve zvagoti takakutaurirai. Saka zvese izvozvo zvinosida kuti zvitaniswe. Asi vakagadzirisa constitution vese vakauya mubhora vakabvuma kuti vaakuita zvavanenge vasungana, ndinoona tichienda mberi mutungamiri.
Aha, asi pane zvamunganongeza here zvishomanana amaispanda pabumbiro remutemo zvamungati ndizvo zvinoda kuvandudzwa?
Chekutanga tingamiri bumbiro remutemo rebhora rinofanirwa kutaura zvinonzwisisika kuti ndiani anobvumirwa kutungamira bhora munyika medu, vachitarisa zvinotaurwa nesangano reFIFA. Ndicho chekutanga. Chechipiri, ndinoona kuti zvakakodzera kuti madzimai, chinzvimbo chemadzimai chinatsoongororwa, vazive kuti vari pati vari kuita zvinhu zvavo sei, nekuti tichitarisa kumashure uku madzimai aimbunikidzwa chaizvo. Mari dzaibva kuFIFA dziri dzemadzimai dzichimboendeswa nekuvarume dzokwa dzaibva dzangoperera ikoko. Saka ini ndinotarisa kuti kana tichida kuti nhabvu yemadzimai kunyanya iende mberi, madzimai ngaapihwewo mukana yekuita zvinhu zvavo vari vega pasina varume vanopindira mukati. Zvinobatsira. Asi hatisi kuti hatidyidzane, asi ngatitiyavo vachiita zvavo, vachiita zvavo vachishandidzana pamwe chete kwete kuti madzimai anzi anotozokamurirwa nevarume sezvaiitika makore apfuura.
Hanzi namai spanda pamberi nemadzimai uyezve ndinomirana navo. Sitate umlaleli timbotora mberi kusouth africa uko kola. Good evening, sakwamukela.
Sakuvona babanduka milingomo noma kasivanda.
Ye, siyabo siyakwamukela mlaleli, sikhuluma lobani?
Hawu, ukhuluma nomfundisi uMoyo.
Oh, mfundisi Moyo.
Uthokozisa ukubuya kwesiqhema seZimbabwe namhlanje sivuke sizwa indaba yezimuna kangaka. Nisithulela zona sibe sizwa uhlungu khulu ukubona abadlali bebhola laseZimbabwe sibaziyo khamba nabo sibalandelela sikhuluma nawe imihla namalanga. So namhlanje sokuvuka sizwa ukuthi hayi isiqhema seZimbabwe sesibuyele. Uthabile khulu kwahambala and ngithanda ukuthokozisa ukubona labo bakhethiwe. Ubaba Ndebele nobaba Mugada nobaba Mugada nobaba Mutasa noGqwetha kuti babambe isikatshana ngathana mabanikela umsebenzi wokuwongamela izifa leyo ngenxa yokuthi izinto zile zingakhambi kuhle. Even masikhuluma abadlali baningi mabangasakhona ukuthengwa ekhaya, even masikhuluma nje mvanje eBotswana kunemibiko kuwawukhiphile kuthi mawudlala kuyaseZimbabwe mangazange adlalele icembu angeke adlalele ilizwe leBotswana. Ukubuyela kwesiqhema seZimbabwe kuFIFA indimu nandikhulu kwahambala, siyathemba ukuthi kusasa ma bazenza i-draw iZimbabwe uthola ama-team right mhlawumbe ezokwalify kokuthoma ku-World Cup yase United States of America ne-Canada ne-Mexico. Bonke sabile khulu kwahambala and ngiyathemba kuna labo bonke babakhethile bazokusebenza umsebenzi omuhle. Abomama bayi-2 nababa bayi-2 bazokuthi obunye wadlalela i-Dynamo, obunye wadlalela i-Highlanders ngesikhathi lesa ilizwe leZimbabwe lisadlala ibhola.
Well said. Well said, mfundisi. Isikhathi sesesambile kodwa sithe khonapho siyabonga mfundisi Moyo. Ngize kuwe as we wrap up, Hadebe. In 30 seconds, Hadebe, what's your advice to this committee?
Well, I think we need to strategically talk to key stakeholders. Some, of course, will have a negative approach, but I think there are lots of positive outcomes that can help the game go forward. So they need to consult a lot. FIFA says they are consulting, so they need to consult in depth so that by the time of elections, whoever is taking over sees the direction that we want to take as a football nation.
Thank you, De Hadebe. Amai Spanda, in 20 seconds, give us your last word. 20 seconds.
Looking forward to a real change and progress and development in the game. I'm sure the committee are up to the task, and they will consult and listen to what football stakeholders have to say for the good of the game.
Thank you so very much, Amai Spanda, and that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks again to our guest, Mosuetu Hadebe, leading sports analyst and former Zimbabwe women football boss, Amai Miriam Spanda. Let's make another date tomorrow, Zimbabwe. I am Tunga Milinkomo. Good night.